Mekadosh Shem Shemaim the way they live. They Mekadosh Shem Shemaim when they get killed as Kiddush Hashem. When the Urim doesn't have to be mamash literally death, as we said. But when the Yisurim are talk of them, then they start thinking about being tshuva. So we ask the Kasha, so we see there's plenty tzaddikim, plenty holy people from the times of Tanoim and back, that the Asari Rubi Malchus who were killed as Kiddush Hashem, Kedosh Olam through the Holocaust, everything with the tzaddikim that got taken. So how do you understand that? That was the question we left off with last week. That's Hashem Perek Beis, Reish Lamed Ches. We'll try and get a teret to that. The Maisa Rabbim V'Toivim Ma'adifin Lohisa Shai Lezeh Lelo Mane. There are plenty of good people who prefer to leave this question unanswered, so if you're amongst them, you're welcome to leave now. If you don't want an answer to this, you're happy to just live with a problem. You can leave it, and you have a very valid teret. Why are you leaving it? Because it says, remove your shoes because the place you're standing is holy. It's true. We are much too small to explain the ways of Hashem. We can't even explain one human cell properly. There's not a supercomputer in the world that could run for a trillion years that could work out the cheshbon is needed for one human cell. So ketani manach numidai la'avin et da'achei Hashem. Ulam akiven shai lezu einu nach le'sa'ava bilvad ve'einu rak biru perek historia betoldes ameinu bilvad. It's not just a nice historical question. How come what used to happen happened? Ze ulam ma'isa shai lehanogat lanu b'chai hayoyim yoyim zu shai lebenoisi metzias ha'sevul ve'yosurim bo'ilom. This is something that we're grappling with and challenged with every day. We brought the Chodesh Halavav, as we saw. It's one of the things that interferes in our relationship with Hashem in a deep way. Metzias tzadik v'ra lo, rosh v'toiv lo, v'hu ki kayemes hayom kashavar, l'chein lo noichel yis'ale memenu, v'chayv manan l'asig atzmenu tshuva l'fiyachim. It's a question that bothers us. It's a question we have to deal with. It's a question that needs an answer. Tzadik v'ra lo, rosh v'toiv lo. Why do good things happen to bad people? Why do good things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen to good people? How do you want to put that there? Either you can come to the conclusion that God's not good or there's no God. That's the one way you can deal with that. Somebody wrote a whole book about that. If God's good, then bad things can't happen to good people. So either God's not good or there's no God. Now you go back to bed, satisfied. Or we can try and understand it a little bit better, I'll be Torah Sashkofer, according to our levels. That's another thing you need. You need to put in effort and a lot of deep thought. So anybody who's not into effort, anybody under the age of 16? Yeah? No? Okay, fine. Millenniums, what do they call them? The millennium generation. Yeah. If there any millenniums here, this is not for you. This requires ma'amatz and his boinonus. You have to actually think. Chas v'chalila. Letzareinu mechusa pnai v'machmes tiedes hazman anoshim mitkashim leredes lo'im kam shel dvorim. We don't have time and we don't have free time and we can't get to the depths of these things. U'bekachem doichim atzide es hatipul b'shai lezu. Pushed aside. There's another way to deal with this. You can deal with this in a frum way. You can just say, "Akol mishamayim v'kol tova." It's not a bad place to start. But if you really believe that and you're holding there, b'seder. But most of us are not holding there, and it continues to bother us. It festers under the surface while we're saying, "Akol tova, akol mishamayim." V'aday shuzeim islamito ivein zilzul b'kachat sof sof. It's true. But at the end of the day, if a person doesn't have an answer that sits properly with him, as long as he hasn't delved into and examined the subject, it it's speaking. It's mamash lip service, as they call it. Deep down, he feels very richuk. Let him who chash gam kas or trunya, he gets angry with Hashem. Nimtze in kain she v'kol rega she yudim az niach inyan ze u'mevatel es mitzvah sa'aba v'advekus b'Hashem v'kol rega. There's another problem here. As long as you haven't got this subject sorted out and you have a little trunya, you have a complaint or against Hashem, he's mevatel mitzvah deraisis.
We have to
make the effort, and we have to come up with a teretz, a Torah teretz that settles the mind. Ein sofik ke kol ma shena sidim levayim ipni svarim v'soifrim. Einu hoisif, einu asof v'atachlis shel tshuva zu. Obviously, what we're about to say and what we're about to learn isn't the end of the matter. Shekain ein b'efshuratenu krutzochem eladas is da'ach Hashem atoymom. Living in a physical, finite world, we can't understand the infinite ways of Hashem. U'kamayim achochem ilu yedadiv hayisov. If we would know everything there is to know about Hashem, we'd be Hashem. If you could understand everything there was to understand about Hashem, you'd be Him. It's important that we go and discuss and learn what Chazal revealed to us. What is mutter to talk about, we'll talk about and try and understand. Even those of us that don't have the time and the energy to go into the sugya properly, we'll try and give it over in a way that everybody's yoichelim tzohein. Chuvla shaylev hein avonu b'muz tachlis ha'yisurim b'olam. Everyone can come away from here with an understanding of what is the essence and purpose of yisurim in the world. Is everybody still here? You're just sleeping with your eyes open. That's another way to believe it. You may not after this. You could leave it.
Does he deal with Gilgulim?
Gilgulim. We can deal with Gilgulim now. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. I don't remember. But we can deal with Gilgulim now. It's very easy. There is a thing called Gilgulim. And a lot of the surim that people go through in this world has something to do with previous Gilgulim. Now we've dealt with Gilgulim. No, I'm serious. Many things we don't understand, we put down to the sugya with gulim, and it's a valid sugya. I don't know anything about it, but in achinami, I'm not being zilzul in the sugya at all. In achinami, a lot of it has to do with gilgulim. But you'll see as we go through this, it doesn't matter the words because of what I did in this life or a previous life. The tshuva is going to be the same.
I don't know what to do. Someone with this type of problem,
I've said this here many times. We don't have enough knowledge and depth and understanding to know exactly what connects to what. The same way as we don't know which bacteria causes which disease and which antibiotic cures which bacteria. We take antibiotic tshuva. It's that simple. There used to be a time that Ramban says this, when a person was sick, he went to a Navi, he didn't go to a doctor. He also was also to go to a doctor, the Ramban. I'm working with Rav Dessler. Holds it. It's also to go to a doctor. Why? Because what's a good doctor going to help you? If you got an ailment, it's because of a sin. You need to know which avera you did to know where to do tshuva. The minute you do tshuva, the avera is away. You see, today we don't have that. Even the Ramban would hold today, you got to go to a doctor. That's the ishtadlus. We don't know which avera causes which illness. We do know though that the illness got caused by an avera. That's for sure. That nobody argues about. Even the Rambam was choylek on the Ramban would tell you that but it's from an Aveira. We just don't know which Aveira. You with me? Fine, so do a general antibiotic kind of tshuva. Do a tshuva that's all-encompassing, that'll chap whatever the Aveira is, it'll get chap by your tshuva as well. The broad-based type of approach. The same with the Yusurim.
We have the Gilgulim before, but we have also Olam Haba after. That means we don't...
Well, let's see, that's what we're trying to find out. What exactly, once we understand what it's about, You're right. The Chovei Salav Omer says sometimes you're suing for something that's happened in the past, sometimes something in the future. The famous Maisa by, was the father or the grandfather by Salavia, I can't remember. He was a very wealthy man. He owned a forest. He was in the lumber business. Massive bald stock and a real tzaddik. People were much held of him. And he lost all his money. People were astounded. This was like the, you know, the tzaddik ha-gvir of the door. Was mamash mefanes all the meisters, whatever. People came to the conclusion the only thing he did wrong was that he gave more than 10% or 20% of his meisters. Reb Chaim Volozhin said, it's not so simple. Sometimes you have to wait and see why the Yisurim happened. It's got nothing to do with what he did, it's about what's got to happen in the future. What happened? He didn't have any money, he didn't have to go to work anymore, so he went to the Beis Midrash. He started learning. He realized he had a kishron for learning. He learned and learned, became a big Talmud Chacham. And he, I think, was the father or the grandfather of Beis Halevi, I can't remember. And from there came the whole Brisker dynasty. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin, many years later, you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Brisker dynasty to come from this guy. Well, said, you can't have a Brisker dynasty coming from a Balabaya, so I'm an Aretz, even though he had lots of money. So he took away all his money, he sat and learned, he became a Talmud Chacham, and he raised the Brisker dynasty. So sometimes you see him happen to a person, it looks like it's bad now, but actually turns out to be good. Sometimes it's for, that's what we're trying to understand, exactly what's going on here. The blanket answer to all these questions is just put it down to Gilgulim. This big tzaddik today, why is he suffering? Good, because he was such a big tzaddik in the last Gilgul. But the problem with that teretz is it doesn't really answer our question. It doesn't leave you satisfied to the point where you can get back to having a relationship with Hashem. It still feels unjust.
So if a great Talmud Chacham is afflicted with a terrible disease, malady, for many, many years, we're saying he did an Aveira, or he did an Aveira, he was so...
We're trying to find out. We're talking about tzaddik v'ra'alo. We're talking about someone who's a tzaddik and bad things happen to him. Plus just things that shouldn't be happening to him. Trying to understand why, that's what we're trying to understand.
I mean, there's one thing is an illness, one thing is like he loses his money because then he can do something else, but an illness is very different.
Well, see, yeah, the whole range. What about Auschwitz?
Does Mazel have anything to do with this?
Fascinating question.
What did you say?
Mazel. Fascinating question.
Mazel.
Because he was born with the Mazel. Sometimes it's good, sometimes bad.
The question you've raised is an excellent question. The answer to your question takes more than 5 minutes to answer. Or is there something to do with mazel? Well, we don't understand exactly how that works. To understand how that works is a long sugya, and we need to get into it. The big machleikas, he wouldn't allow us to call it a machleikas, but it's a big machleikas of Dessler and Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal. As I said, Rav Shimshon wouldn't allow himself to be arguing with Rav Dessler, but lamaisi, if you learn the way Rav Dessler learns the sugya, you learn the way Rav Pinkas learns the sugya, will come out whether exactly what it has to do with mazel. It has something to do with mazel, yes. Yes. Not always, but certainly that's part of the sugya, yeah. Okay, so let's put Gilgulim aside, let's put mazel aside. Let's deal with what he deals with, and remind me afterwards to come back and look at the sugya of mazel and Gilgulim. Mazel and Gilgulim touch each other at a certain point as well. The sugya is almost the same. It's a fascinating sugya, mazel. Mazel is a moedika sugya. I'll tell you why you need to understand the sugya of mazel, just before we go weiter, even besides the sugya of Yisurim. You go to a kiddush, you go to a mitzvah, you go to a wedding, what do you say? What are you saying? Have you ever thought about what the heck are you doing? Jews say mazel tov wherever they go. Why? What are you doing? What is mazel tov? It's a bracha that the person should have a mazel tov. No, if he's mazel tov, it'll be tov, and it's not tov. What's you saying mazel tov going to help? If the person has a certain mazel, he has a certain mazel. You can't change your mazel. Or can you? What are you saying mazel tov for? It's a bracha that you should have a mazel tov. No, if you're born under a mazel tov, it'll be tov. And if you weren't, how are you going to change it with your bracha? It's a mefurish gemara, you can't change it. Or is it? That's the real question. Huh? Oh, another question. You saw it's above the mazel. So then what are you saying mazel tov for? Who cares? I'm above the mazel. If Klal Yisrael says mazel tov, I feel like we're not Nevi'im, we're B'nai Nevi'im. If Klal Yisrael and Mikat is a Mazel Tov, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for that Mazel Tov. But we just stuck Klali Yisrael going on saying Mazel Tov for thousands of years. There's a reason for saying Mazel Tov. It has a mashmais. We have to understand what that is. That touches on these questions. Okay. The MS Amru Kishaila Zu Hishailas Hashailas Shelabriya. Hashala Noivat Mikach Shekol Bal Seichel Kol Od Einu Shakur B'Tayvus Behemis. This question flows from the fact that any Bal Seichel, as long as he hasn't been drowned by the Tayvus, the animal Tayvus of the world, Yadur B'Yadira Bura Kiyesh Boiru Manig La'ilom. The first thing is we know there's a Boiru Manig La'ilom. Asher Osa Oisev Yaseh Kol Amasim. We all Bala B'Tochen now. Everybody here is on a level of B'Tochen where he knows. We say it every morning. Ani ma'amin be'emun ha'shleima. Shabbos b'och shmoy hu boiru mani g'kola bruim. V'hu levado oysa oysa v'yaseh kola ma'asim. He does everything. V'lo yitochna cheres, and it's not possible anything else. K'shem she'abayis machriz ala bonai, the same as this building screams about there was a boulder, yeah? K'choyle machriz ala boiru. The world declares there's a boiru. And why is the world so complicated? Why is it seed so ridiculously complex? Why is everything in the world so ridiculously complicated and complex? Because an apple seed has another purpose besides just growing apple trees. It has a purpose to reveal who made it. When you look at an apple, you're supposed to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu is complicated. When you open up a Gemara and you start learning and you start understanding, you see that the halachas and you go into the dinim and you, why is it so complicated? Because learning Torah has another aspect to it besides knowing what to do. It's there to megal it to you. Are they stealing our space? That's fine. I know he needs to be machavrus in South Africa. That boy, we'll get rid of him quickly. Don't worry. Okay, he's not stealing our space. He's come to learn Torah. We learned chulin together. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, so when you learn Torah, the Torah is there besides telling you what to do, it's telling you how complicated and how big Hashem is. It's letting you know who Hashem is. So that's why things have to be complicated. So when you look at the world screams, Hashem. Olam yachadim zois es hanogos ha-boire li'itim ha'inenu mivinim. We don't often understand the ways of Hashem. The Yosem Ikach lo rak lanu dali haseichel v'katni ha-soga misoireres shaylois. Gamosher b'ne v'dom mecho im di mishtamim l'reichach shayla zu. There's not a question that just we're on this lowly generation and we're so far from Sana. We have this kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu had this kasha. David HaMelech had this kasha. Keitzad yitochen shetzadik v'ra lo roshe v'toiv lo. There's not a new question. If somebody asks you, Tzadik v'ralo, you tell them, ah, good kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu asked this kasha. And if someone asks you kasha, you say, ah, good kasha, that's the Rashbo's kasha. Yeah, you feel good, you ask the Rashbo's kasha. You're asking Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha. You're asking the Malachim's question. It's not a new question. V'kach mevarim chazaris b'koshoyse shel Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholem, hoidiyani nois drachecho. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, please teach me your ways, he was asking. Omru lefon of Ribbono Shelem, Ibnai yesh tzadik v'toivlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo, v'yesh roshe v'toivlo, v'yesh roshe v'ralo. To Mefurash HaGemara, Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question. Gam David HaMelech, Aval Hashem b'Sefer Tehillim, Ma'id al atzmai ki kushi yazu, asir es ruchoy al kedei kach, shekimat not haraglo midach avoydes Hashem. David HaMelech nearly went off the derech, they say in today's language of modern Islam, to speak like that. Because of it. Vani kimat not of raglav kaim. Shofcha shuret ki oililim. I'm reshaim. I nearly went and took my legs off the path. I was jealous. Sholom reshaim ere. Ki ein charutzuva islamaisam vebari lailam. Ba'amalen ishenein inomoi. Vim adam lo yinagoi. Lechein an konsomoi gaiva. Yatev shiz chomas lomoi. David HaMelech has a whole tirade against Hashem on this Tzadik V'ralo. Ein Sham in Perek Ein Gimel. David HaMelech meyached mizmo sholem b'sayif v'tihilim l'shay lezu. A whole Perek of Tehillim on this question. Kama Makoinis Nasifim Basefer Tehillim Shuzur Shailazu. So the whole of Tehillim, this question's coming up. Echad Makoinis Eilu Tehillim Tzadik Beis Ish Baal Lo Yeido Uchsin Lo Yovin Ezois Uchsin Lo Yo. Fool can't understand this. Bifrayach Rishayim Kama Esef. When you see the Rishayim sprouting and growing and doing so well, V'yetzitzu Kol Palei Oven. The worst degraded human beings are the ones that are right up top there. Lamaisa Lachuva Shaila Zun is Yachet Sefer Sholem Bechav Talit Kisve HaKodesh who Sefer Eiv, an entire book of Tanakh, which you all have a chiyuv to know, was written to answer this question. V'kach Kosev HaRamban Badomas HaPilush Eiv Kiyais V'Shaila Zun Pina Gedoyle B'Toyre. The Heilige Ramban himself says this is a foundation stone of the whole Torah. Nizyachar alaf say the Sholem Sefer Iyav Levaru. The Neichach Huv Dashay Lezu Kushulu V'Nogas L'Shoy She'Avriya Alenu L'Hagdim Alav Yispa Yediyas Nuchutzois HaKshulus L'Leis Hazeh. Since the subject touches onto the very foundations, the roots of the creation and the roots of our Emunah, first we have to put a few Akdamas into place. We warned you there's going to be a study. You can't learn a subject without the Akdamas. We need Akdamas to the subject. Rabboseinu asher ruach hakodesh hoifir b'beis midrashom gilu lanu k'tchilas metziusa shel olameinu hagashmi. Chazal with the ruach hakodesh revealed to us that the beginning of the metzius of our world, this physical world, began and started with the process of heda, of creating a void. The problem you have is if you have something that's infinite, you can't have anything else. By definition, the infinite has everything in it. So there's no place for creating something outside the infinite. There's nothing outside the infinite. So how are you going to create a world where you'll have an independent human being with Bechira that can do whatever he wants outside the system of the infinite? It's quite a complex problem. Think about it for a million years and get back to me with a solution, okay? There's no solution. The problem is a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to remove himself, so to speak, from the world in order for you and me to exist. If it's all just one big or Ein Sof, there's just one big infinite light of Hashem, how do you and me continue to exist as independent individuals? Olam humiloshen helam. The word olam, this whole thing that we live in called olam means hidden. Loshen helam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmos ha'olyayin ha'rotze lidro olam b'matara lagot es midas toive v'rachmanosu. As we mentioned many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the goal of revealing his midas toive and rachmanos. To give Gilu midas tova b'ofen mushlam mitachen rak sheyimotzu bruim sheim nedra tova. In order to give, you need something that's lacking. If Hashem wants to give something, he has to have creatures that are lacking that need his giving. Klaim sheim chesorim. Koloid metzias or Hashem nimtzas b'kol makom. As long as the Ein Sof, Hashem's eternal infinite light, is everywhere, there's nothing lacking anybody. No one's lacking anything because he's nobody. There's just Hashem. So who's he going to give to? Where's Hashem going to find creatures that are lacking that he can give to? Let's stop there. That's your problem for the afternoon homework. You're an infinite creature who is the complete infinite essence of everything, and you want to give. So you're stuck because you've got no one to give to.
We should have got out when the game was good before when you warned us.
Huh?
We should have got out earlier when you told us we can go.
When did you say you could go?
You said you can go at the beginning of this year.
Oh, me? I
won't be able problem, to sleep now.
The door's never locked here. I'll see you guys now. I want to give you some work to do and I have to be finished. I have to leave at 12:15. I don't know if that works for you. We'll step share a bit earlier. Menashe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have to.
Say New York.
do what?
You don't have to get me the chair for 3 weeks.
You're away?
So, yeah, from Chinese restaurant.
Tonight.
They did it. Mazel tov.
I'm going away on Wednesday.
Mazel tov.
I don't know who's going to do anything with this year.
I asked him, one of the butchers, as the food there, is like, I can eat your mazel.
Thank you.
I think I'll pass.